It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready
to come along with me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. First, we're going to get our brains and our bodies ready with some stretching and a riddle. And then we're going to have a guest come on and share a story with us. I am so excited. So let's go ahead and get our bodies ready. We're going to take our arms and reach as far wide as we can go. Just always make sure that you are mindful of the space that you're in. So if you're in a small space, you can make little movements, but just stretch your arms out to your side and then wiggle your fingers. Now stretch your arms out in front of you and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those fingers. Then put your arms above your head and wiggle your fingers. Now you can pull your arms back as if you were a goalpost. And then stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're gonna go ahead and bring our hands to our head and we're gonna gently squeeze our head. And then we're gonna tap, 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 tap our head. Bring our fingers down to our neck. And then bring our tapping fingers down to our shoulders, over our collarbone, down to our chest. And then pat your tummy. And then go to your legs and pat, pat, pat with your whole hand. And then you can pat all the way up and down your legs. Now we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. We're gonna take our foot and point our toe. So you're standing on one foot, or if you're sitting down, just put one foot out and point your toe, and then flex your foot. And then we're gonna point and flex. And now we're gonna go to our other foot. We're gonna stretch out our leg, and then point your toe, and point, flex. All right, we're gonna finish with a great big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Big hug. Okay, and now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's Riddle. So if you're new here, this is how Rella's Riddle works. I'm gonna give you three hints and then a few seconds to guess. All right, here's hint number one. I'm often lit in the dark to create a warm and cozy atmosphere. Ooh, do you know what it is? All right, here's hint number two. You can use me to celebrate birthdays or as a part of a dinner. Do you know what it is? Okay, let's go to number three. I come in various scents, shapes, and sizes, and I can make a room smell delightful. What am I? Do you know what it is? 4 seconds left. If you guessed a candle, you would be correct. And the reason we are guessing a candle today is because we are going to be reading an original story called Issa's Imagination by Rella B. And in Issa's Imagination, she is carrying a candle. Are we ready to find out why Issa is holding a candle? All right, let's do it. Issa's Imagination, written by Rella B, illustrated by D Key Studios. In an ordinary town lived an ordinary girl with an extraordinary imagination who dreamed of a better world. Those who knew her called her Issa. She had a mane of curly brown locks. She believed in all things magic and took a candle on all of her walks. That's where the candle comes in. Animals were always drawn to her. She loved to be outside and play. Birds and ladybugs would follow her as she daydreamed throughout her day. One night, she awoke from a dream, a bit startled and afraid. She called her mom to come and chase the monsters away. Don't fret, my child. If only they knew how strong, brave, and independent you are, they would turn and run, tucking their tails as they quickly fled very, very far. Next time the monsters come, all you need to do is say, I am strong, brave, and independent. All the monsters get out of my way. Mom hugged her and held her tight. Be courageous, be bold, be true. You have nothing to fear. Your light shines bright. You'll succeed in everything you do. Issa nodded and laid her head down, snuggling under her cover so deep. She closed her eyes and gently sighed. Soon she was fast asleep. In her dreamland, she saw a crocodile. She almost turned to run away, but then she saw the creature smile, and she no longer felt afraid. I'm a kind crocodile, the creature said, and Issa's eyes widened with surprise. But right now, the jungle needs your help. Will you come to our aid? He cried. What is it that you need from me? Issa asked, confused. A small blue bird interjected with glee. Your light, it must be used. You see, there is a monster that creeps within these parts. He lurks around and whispers and puts fear inside our hearts. We live in fear and in the dark, but now you're here to save us. The end of the beast's reign is near. Life will soon be glorious. Issa looked over the hill and her heart filled with dread, but determined to help her new pals, she repeated Mom's words in her head. Crocodile, I will help. Please lead the way. Then Bluebird sang a tune to keep the fear at bay. Without you, this place would be dark, but you have the candle shining bright. Hold it tight and close to your heart. Let it light up the night. The monsters cause this darkness, which covers all of our land. We creatures hide in the shadows, too scared to take a stand. But with your light, you just might have the power to chase them away. Issa said, I am strong, brave, and independent. I'll find a way to bring back the day. They began their journey into the dark, drenched night. They walked, they climbed, and jumped, while Issa held on to her light. We are close by, said Bluebird, pointing with a wing. Inside the cave you will see a dark and dangerous thing. Issa walked closer, slowly approaching the cave. She repeated Mom's words and tried to be brave. At the back of the cave was a door. Issa reached for the handle. Her heart started beating so fast, it was difficult to keep hold of her candle. The door opened. Issa shrieked. This was worse than she had feared. She dropped the candle as she saw many figures through the mist appear. We are the monsters of your imagination, here to cause chaos and havoc. We are all powerful and knowing. What do you think you are, heroic? They all began to scream and shout. Issa thought in panic, what can I do? Then, deep inside, she heard Mom's voice. You are strong, brave, and independently you. Issa chanted, I am strong, brave, and independent. She charged forward, saying, all monsters get out of my way. As the figures started to shrink and fade, the eternal night began to shift to day. The cave crumbled as Issa made her way out. She was shaking with excitement and felt brave. Bluebird sang, you did it, Issa. Crocodile smiled and said, you saved the day. Issa hugged her newfound friends, then was abruptly awoken by an alarm. Emotions raced through her body. She felt as if she nearly escaped harm. Issa made her way to the kitchen, eager to share her story with Mom, explaining how she was sought out and the exciting adventure she'd been on. It was so scary, I thought I would fall when I struggled to find the strength to shout. But then I remembered I'm always enough, even though my candle went out. Dear daughter, Mom said, this makes me happy to hear. You tackled your monsters head on, and you were able to face your fear. Repeat after me, and don't you forget these words you must say. I am strong, brave, and independent. Today I save the day. And with that, Issa realized what she was called to do. She had to become a monster wrangler to protect other kids just like you. Wow, Issa was so brave. Even though she had her candle with her most of the time, she was still brave enough to fight the monster head on when her candle went out. Are there things that you're afraid of? I know that I sleep with a nightlight because I do not like to sleep in the dark. For our interactive activity today, if you have a paper or a tablet or phone that you can sketch out digitally or on some paper, let's go ahead and draw something that we're afraid of. I'm actually pretty afraid of spiders. But I know not everybody is afraid of spiders, which is great because when I am afraid, I can always talk to my mom about it and she can help me calm down, which is super awesome. What are you afraid of? If you have something that you can write or draw with, we can either write sentences or we can draw a picture. Let's draw something that we're afraid of. Maybe you're afraid of heights, or maybe you're afraid of horses. Definitely feel free to continue drawing whatever you're afraid of, but I also want to invite you to draw an imaginary monster that you want Issa to fight next. I will be picking a submission from one of you that will be featured in book number 2, where Issa will help you conquer that monster in her next adventure. I know sometimes it's hard to keep our imagination under control, and sometimes we think of amazing, beautiful things like unicorns and rainbows, and other times, sometimes we think of scary things. And I know I don't like being scared, but it's okay. And when you are scared, definitely talk to your mom, dad, or someone around you that can help keep you safe and make you feel safe. Like in the story, Issa liked to talk to her mom, but she also had a candle that made her feel safe when she was in the dark places too. But even when her candle went out, she remembered that she was still enough and she could be brave. You can be brave too. As a question to think about, I would like to ask you, when is the time that you were brave? Can you think of a time that you're brave and talk about it with your parents or maybe your siblings? Oh, wow, that was awesome. I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And, oh, you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends. William, Harper, James, Benjamin, Lily, and Oliver had fun today. Won't you join me on another day? Thank you so much for joining me on Reading with Rella B. I appreciate everybody supporting me. Please like my podcast. Please like, subscribe, and definitely participate. If you'd like to find more participation activities, definitely go to RellaBBooks.com. I appreciate your support. Have a great day.